pinch and a punch for the first day of the month, as they used to say when I was in school, and we would go around pinching and punching everybody. Now there is someone, I can't remember who it is, some podcaster, and they say something like, what is it? Something really dumb for the start of the month, like bunny or something, or tortoise, some animal, I can't remember now. Who knows what that means, but the real saying is pinch and a punch for the first day of the month.
It's not just ruined, it's me, Big Fatty, online.
Oh, what is it? Something really dumb.
Rabbit, rabbit! Yes! Well, hello everyone, it is the Fat One, and this is episode number 936 of the BFO for Thursday, the 1st of September, 2011, y'all. Coming up on today's Say It With Me, a little show. Well, y'all, I'm going to let you just guess, but can you hear that? Huh? Can you hear that? Can you hear that? Hello, hammies. Hi, everyone. I hope your Thursday is going well, y'all. I cannot believe it. 4 months from today, it'll be 2012. Dear Gussie. Y'all, I'm telling you. The older you get, the quicker it flies. It just flies. Yes, Big Fatty. And y'all, I'm sitting here looking at the bacon calendar, and the last time I read something was the 21st of August. So y'all, we may have to try to catch up on that a little bit today. But y'all, I want everyone to know. Oh, dear Gussie. I want everyone to know that we did have a quick 30-minute State of the Station. A little show on Tuesday night, and y'all, it is available over there at the Pride 48. Y'all, I don't know, have any idea how you get it, but it's over there. Yes, Big Fatty. No, it's over there in the iTunes. Y'all, I don't know where the hell it is, but anyway, it downloads into my cellular telephonic device. Yes. So, but y'all, there are y'all. That is a turkey and Swiss cheese submarine sandwich. Actually, it's just half of one because that's what I had for my lunch. Then I save the other half for my supper, which I'll have as soon as I finish the little show. And y'all, since we're talking about the grocery store, can you hear that, huh? Can you hear that? Y'all, I went over to the Von's East during my lunch hour today. And y'all spent quite a bit of money because y'all, quite frankly, I've been gone for a week and I didn't have any food in the damn house. So anyway, y'all, I got me, like that, I said, that submarine sandwich. It was on special. Y'all, the Sunrise Medley. I wonder what the hell that is. Sunrise Medley. I don't have any idea what that is. Y'all, they had semi-boneless hams on sale. I bought one of those, and I got me some of those little new potatoes to cook with it. It's going to be lovely. And y'all, they had the good Triscuits on sale and the good apple snack. Y'all, I was all out of the apple snack. I couldn't believe it. I had just let it all get down to the bottom. I got some pretzel chips, some butter, some eggs, cheese, FF milk. Oh, fat free. Get out of the gutter there, red FF pup. I had a coupon for some of these Lance crackers. You know, like the little toasted cheese crackers, except these have got good fillings in between them. So I got some of those. And I got some stuff to make some pasta solid, which I do with an oil or vinegar base, y'all. I don't use the mayonnaise because, you know, Big Fatty does not care for the mayonnaise. And they had the big thing of the good coffee on sale. And, y'all, the penny coupon was the Von's East tortilla chips. And y'all have spent $73.51. Big Fatty, you are a pig. Well, I was out of everything. And y'all have saved $17.66, so I don't think that's so bad. Considering that I bought a lot of things that were on sale, but y'all, there were just some things I just had to have. So anyway, there you have it. So that's the Von's East report. And y'all, my cashier was Joy, and she wasn't very joyful. So anyway, y'all, have you made your donations yet to the Pride 48? Because remember, if you for every $5 you donate, so like if you get if you donate $20, you'll get four chances in the drawing. If you're going to be in Vegas, you'll get a chance to win a dinner at the steakhouse or at the buffet. And if you're not going to Vegas, y'all, we're going to reach into the BFO treasure chest and let you pick a prize out of there. Yes, Big Freddy, that's just lovely. It'll be a booby prize. Big Freddy, don't tell him that. So anyway, and y'all, I think I've just about heard from everybody who's going to be doing little shows out there. Y'all, we filled up the slots, and Big Fatty still needs some time. So Arthur is relinquishing some away from Vegas time for people. And anyway, y'all, I believe it's all beginning to come together. Yes, Big Fatty, that's just lovely. And, y'all, let's see, what else did I needed to talk? Oh, poor Big Freddy, you can't talk, period. Y'all, let's catch up on some of these damn bacon calendar things. Because, y'all, it's worrying me. It's just worrying me. And I know that the Hat M loves to be read to. So, you know, those Mexicans, they love a little bedtime bacon story. Big Freddy. Y'all, explorer Hernando de Soto is given credit as the father of the American polk industry. He arrived in Florida in 1539 with 13 pigs he took from Cuba. 3 years later, the same pig herd had grown to 700. Y'all, this is a clear example that pigs enjoy fornicating. Fornicating pigs, y'all. Yes, Big Fatty, thank you. Move forward. Y'all, Emeril Lagasse, I believe that is the emerald. He says, pork fat rules. Yes, Big Fatty, boy, does it ever. Y'all, in 2009, 52teas.com offered a limited edition maple bacon black tea. It was made with blended bacon bits and bacon and maple flavors, and that is not spelled with a U. Y'all, Eddie Kane from the Incredible Hulk TV series said, it was late August in Los Angeles and hotter than the price of gold. The City of Angels was beginning to curl up and shrivel like cheap bacon on a hot grill. Y'all, that is the truth. Cheap bacon will shrivel up and curl. That's why Big Fatty likes to get the good bafrin. Y'all, at thefoodnetwork.com, you can find recipes such as pork chops with beer and bacon gravy. Y'all, beer and bacon gravy, that sounds delicious. Bacon tomato cheese toast, that sounds delicious, except the tomato. And smoked gouda fondue with bacon and almonds. Now, y'all, that really sounds delicious. Smoked gouda fondue with bacon and almonds. Perhaps Miss Kitty and his favorite dancing girl, Olive, can go over there and get that recipe for the smoked gouda with bacon and almonds. So, anyway, so Miss Kitty doesn't like almonds. Y'all, straining, Homer Simpson said, you know that feeling you get when 1,000 knives of fire ants stab you in the heart? Well, I'm having that right now. Ooh, bacon. Big Fatty! Y'all, in 2009, in a 2009 vote on superactionvote.com, bacon won as the best breakfast meat. The final vote was bacon 64% and sausage 36%. And at macphee.com, that's MCPHEE.com, you can purchase bacon bandages, bacon lip balm, bacon air freshener, and bacon soap. Y'all, folks have bought that stuff for Big Fatty over the years, so don't go over there and get me any more. Please, I've seen it all. Y'all, bacon jam was offered by the skilletstreetfood.com, and it is a high-quality bacon rendered down with spices and onions and simmered for 6 hours and then pureed. The jam tastes great on burgers. Y'all, it sounds like almost sounds like a chow chow. Bang! Fatty, and y'all, for today, the month of September. During the 1500s, the Spanish gave Native American pigs as peace offerings, knowing that the natives liked the taste of poke. Big Fatty, you are a Native American. Yes!
You're hamming it up. You're hamming it up with Big Fatty. Talk to him, and I don't know why, but you're hamming it up with Big Fatty.
Oh, you're hamming it up with Big Fatty. Oh, his whole life's a sham, and oh, all he wants is ham.
And I don't know why.
Oh, you big fat thing, you.
Good morning, Big Fatty. It's Guru Nudie in Tampa. Since you're the de facto information clearinghouse for all things Vegas, I've got a couple questions. I want to sit in the studio audience for a couple of the shows. And now, do we have to line up at 5 o'clock in the morning outside of the studio to wait for tickets to be doled out and just hope we're lucky? And say I got into one of Daniel J. Brewer's 300 different podcasts. You know, I've always considered him the Monty Hall of podcasting. Think it'd be a good idea to have some hard-boiled eggs, deck of cards, a dreidel, box of prophylactics in my pocket, just in case he pulled an homage to Let's Make a Deal? I'll be waiting for your thoughts. Ciao, man.
Guru Nudie, no, there will not be. The only time there may be a queue, there may be a line, is for the pink carpet when Miss Donna Sugars and Big Fatty will be speaking to people as they arrive at the big Pride 48 and get prepared for the big kickoff show, because you know that's the that comes on before Pride 48 kicks off. But you will not have to line up. And get tickets and show ID or anything like that. You just need to show up with your bar fruit and your mixers, because those are not being furnished in the bar in the podcasting suite. The liquor, however, will be. But anyway, but as far as bringing a bag full of goodies to one of Daniel Biba's shows, I think it's a great idea. Because you know that scoundrel will pull a fast one on you. And you know who knows when he may go and say, Guru Nudie, I will give you a buffet ticket if you've got a dreidel. Of all the things, a dreidel. I love it. But you know, you've always got to have a hard-boiled egg. Big Fatty carries two around with him all the time. Big Fatty, that is vulgar.
Hello, Fat One. I'm doing it on your app, so I'm not sure if it started. So a little bit of silence, you know, I ruined it. But I'll let you know, I am back from the Luxor, and I tweeted you the picture of the bacon from the Luxor. So if you're going for the breakfast buffet, the bacon is the freaking best bacon in the world. It's a salty bacon and crispy. And because the picture I sent it on Twitter, that was the second plate of bacon. The first one was much bigger. So I definitely highly recommend the More Buffet for breakfast, because you can have all sorts of yummy things. And it's all you can eat for $15. So what's not to like about that? And I'm sure everyone out there who's going can eat $15 worth of bacon, because I sure did every morning. So just letting you know. You'll have fun in the Vegas, and everyone out there, make sure you go to the Bellagio, to the Cafe Gelato, and eat the Snickers Gelato. Oh my God, you'll smack your mother. So, okie dokie, have a good one. Bye.
Yeah, Gussie, y'all, that is terminally single Tim, and it sounds to me like Big Fatty may have to to employ the Pride 48 shuttle to go down to the Bellagio for that Snickers gelato. I don't know if that is like a Jell-O pudding pop or not, but anyway, y'all, the gelato hotel, not the gelato, what is that thing called? It's the Bellagio. Bellagio has the dancing waters every night. Well, I don't know if it's every night, but the dancing waters, they're just lovely if you've never seen it. And anyway, y'all, speaking of of using the Pride 48 shuttle, y'all learned last night that Mr. Michael Brandon is going to be appearing at the pool party on Sunday at the Blue Moon Resort. So, y'all, there may be a contingent led by Wes the Gay Country Boy, and that is not spelled C-U-N-T. That goes by and has a meet and greet, and that may be spelled M-E-A-T, with Mr. Michael Brandon. Anyway, there you have it. Yes, and Tim, I absolutely plan on taking full advantage of the breakfast buffet. Yes, big putter!
This iTouch has so many features. I've never played with this before, so I've been playing with it, and I still hate my voice.
Yeah, Gussie, y'all, that is Miss Kathy Bacon, and y'all, I did not know the diabetes measuring machine had a voice recorder on it. But, you know, that iTouch handles everything or something like that. I don't know what it is, y'all. But anyway, Miss Bacon, I do hope that you're planning on maybe we can share the Pride 48 shuttle and go get that Snickers gelato. Yes, Big Fatty. Or maybe we'll go to the Cheesecake Factory because, you know, y'all, I have got a gift card. A gift card from Dr. Stone so that I'll shut the hell up since he would not allow me to have a slice of cheesecake when I was in the Los Angeles area. No, he said, no, Big Fatty, you do not need that. We are going over to the old gal's place. And you know she's going to have a dessert with 15 different components to it. And I said, yes. So anyway, there you have it. There you have it. Y'all, I am hoping that this evening I am going to get a chance to count some of the money from the big horror weekend and start working on a total. Because, y'all, it's time. It is just time. You know, the people are what is the word I'm looking for? They are inquisitive. They are inquiring minds want to know. Yes, Big Freddy, they want to know. So I may have to start working on that this evening. And y'all, I've got a few other little projects to do, and I've got the big to watch. And Oh, dear Gussie, and y'all, don't forget, later tonight, there'll be a Big Brother eviction out of the house of retards. Y'all, I'm over it. I am just over it. Y'all, I gotta go get my ham. Big Freddy, we don't need to hear about you getting your ham. But y'all, I've gotta go get my ham, and you know, it's fully cooked, but I'm gonna put it in the oven and roast it with the potatoes, and then I'll get that good ham juice, that good ham gravy, and it'll just be lovely. And y'all, I may even make a little ham solid as I get down to the part that isn't semi-boneless. Big Freddy, that sounds lovely. What do you think, Scotty?
What is it? Something really dumb?
No, it's not dumb. No!
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www, or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com, or call the voice letter number at 206-337-1438. That's 206-337-1438. And give me your good gosh and gay.
Me!
This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network.